Disclaimer: this episode was recorded before the death of Jason David Frank. Rest in peace, Tommy Oliver. May the power protect you. Always. If you need help, please call Samaritans of Singapore's 24-hour hotline at 1767 or any SOS center in your respective countries.
If you're looking for a new, old, or even some forgotten passion, well, you've come to the right place. Better drink up some passion potion and listen up, because the show's about to begin.
Passion Food Podcast. You are listening to Passion Food Podcast. Passion Food Podcast.
You're now listening to the Passion Fruit Podcast, only on Spotify.
Welcome to another passionate episode of the Passion Fruit Podcast.
I'm Sif.
I'm Hakim.
I'm Afiq.
I'm Elvi.
Tokusatsu is a random, eh? Macam gitu.
Tonkotsu.
So y'all, like, for today, we are gonna start an episode with another
banger,
crazy, memorable childhood experience, childhood memory that we've all experienced ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a worldwide phenomenon or not. If
it is,
but I know some places like America or okay, I think Singapore is quite a backwater company at that point of time when this certain series came out because Kids Central is very late in acquiring cartoons. But for today, we're gonna start the episode with a banger, like what Hakim said, with this series called Power Rangers. If you all know Power Rangers, it's a freaking amazing childhood memory for any of us. They are our superheroes of when we're kids, we want to be Power Rangers ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys do any martial arts or anything, because for me, every time I see Power Rangers, there's always people or actors and actresses that can do martial arts. But is it the actors doing it or is it
a stunt double?
Man, I think some of them, they do them their own stunts. But not all of them. Some. Yeah.
What was your most memorable or the best Power Rangers?
Really, Mighty Morphin. Tommy.
Isn't
Tommy
that the first one?
Tommy Hilfiger.
All nostalgia. Man.
I feel like all of them like have their own
Tommy Oliver, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like all the series got their own like perks or like their own thing. Probably the one I favor the most have to be, I think
PD.
I think in space
In space.
In terms of
why?
I don't know, because it's like the culmination and the end of an era.
I don't get it.
I get what
you
mean.
Yeah, so like if you all don't know, that's like the series that kind of ended the continuity. So from Mighty Morphin to Zeo to Turbo to In Space, they were using more or less like the same rangers passing down the mantle, passing down the torch. Then it ended with Zordon getting killed.
Zordon died.
To purge the evil in the universe, bro.
That was In Space, eh?
Yeah. That was the final episode.
I thought Zordon still lives.
No, he died. So the Red Ranger had to kill Zordon to use his power of good to purge the evil in the universe.
So Red Ranger is a murderer.
Like fucking
I mean, technically, at that point of time, I don't think there's such a thing as like a... Yeah, I know. Like that one also... It's like... because if y'all know, Power Rangers, they had a reboot, like as a film. Then the film, Zordon... if y'all didn't know, the actor who plays Zordon is Walter White.
Huh?
From
Breaking Bad.
Bryan Cranston. And the fact that you can imagine someone from Breaking Bad, which is all about drugs, playing Zordon.
Hey, so, no logic there.
But I also didn't know because I think when... Did we watch Power Rangers together?
In the
movie.
I remember.
The reboot.
Because I didn't realize until now that the Red Ranger was Decker Montgomery, who
played in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish. I mean Billie.
Billie Eilish.
Actually, what was the surname?
Billy Good.
I forgot.
Billy something.
Billy McTravish. You know, like, anyhow, it is.
Billy Good.
And also, the Yellow Ranger or Pink Ranger was Becky G.
Oh, yeah, she's a singer. Singer.
And the Pink Ranger is the Jasmine from Aladdin movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, lah.
That's crazy. What's her name? It's right there in my mind. It's gone now.
Jasmine. Yeah. Jasmine T,
the man. Okay, no, I forgot. Something. Okay, no, I forgot.
What if you just Wikipedia?
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay, Wikipedia, oh, like the Power Rangers
movie or something.
Yeah, Power Rangers reboot movie, who plays all the Rangers, and Bryan Cranston as Zordon. But the, like, aside from when you mentioned continuity of like Power Rangers, after that, is there like a, because I've watched a lot of Power Rangers, but never in like sequence, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not so sure after that, is there like another series or a bunch of series that has like continuity aside from Tommy Oliver, who always appears randomly.
It's on and off continuity. Okay, so the one that's like directly before the current series will always have like a episode, like the crossover episode.
Yeah, correct.
But that one follows the Japanese formula. So if you didn't
Sentai.
Know, Super Sentai was the OG.
Not hentai, guys. Super Sentai.
Super Sentai. Super Hentai.
Santai. Yeah. No Malay for Ranger. Yeah.
So back then, like in, I can't remember, was it the 70s or 60s?
70s.
So the first like Super Sentai series, Go something.
Go Ranger, Go Ranger or something.
Yeah. So like they were the ones who like pioneered the so-called costumed hero teams on TV lah for kids back then. And then like the original Super Sentai series didn't have Megazords. Yeah. They were just like flying planes or cars or whatever shit, but they didn't combine. Yeah, then like I think then that's when I think every time the new series came out, the previous series were crossover. So I think the Americans decided to pick it up. I mean, because also the thing about the American adaptation of Power Rangers is that
more white.
White people,
white Ranger.
I thought like white as in like white.
No.
Yeah, but they used it because the initially like a lot of the footage that they used were from the Japanese series. So they spliced in all the costume portions and the Megazord portions from the Japanese series.
And the fact that they don't have to, they just have to change a voice because everyone's in costume.
Oh, yeah.
Then they just have to make sure every actor will have the same mannerisms, like the flipping of the hand or whatever.
And when you're a child, you get to think like, how are they speaking so clearly in that mask? Can't even breathe.
Inside got aircon and helmet.
They got the technology last time. That's good. I used to think
like that, you know, last time got aircon and all that. Yeah,
then they want to go toilet how?
They just pee in their suit. It will recycle
like the F1 F1 drivers. They pee in their racing suit.
They got a small tube in their belt.
Technology got teleport the pee out.
Possible?
Yeah, the shit out also.
Y'all know astronaut also got that technology. The water, they filter the pee into
then
water.
Then they can drink.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And it cool their body also.
Recycle.
Yeah. But reduce, recycle.
Yeah, but don't drink straight.
I mean, if you're into that, sure.
Don't touch on that now.
But going back to the Sentai, so the crossovers came from the, like the inspiration came from the Japanese ones lah, basically. So like the crossovers, yeah. Then I think the first one in the American franchise after that whole saga, that era of Zordon, was the Lost Galaxy and In Space. And even got the crossover with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. In Space, yeah.
That was In Space.
I think Galaxy also they had like they came back for like one episode or something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
In Space or
Lost Galaxy? If I'm not wrong,
a crossover with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
If I'm not wrong, or I could be wrong, but I know the In Space one like was like, I think one or two episodes. They came back for another episode or something like that. Yeah.
My team of friend already got Zoids pula. Sorry, that one different.
So like fun fact for My Team of Friend, if y'all didn't know, it was supposed to be three different series. But they combined it into one and they just stuck with using the Mighty Morphin suits. So the Mighty Morphin suits are based on the Japanese Zyu Ranger. So if you all watch lah, then y'all will know that they got three different era of Megazords. Every time destroyed, they got new Megazord or whatever shit. Yeah.
Like where did they get the money from?
Yeah.
Yeah, all this.
kan, and then they keep saying like, they keep saying like, oh, ancient technology. Don't know how many ancient technology have.
Yeah, this Earth coil, yeah. So many.
Exactly.
It's but just then, you need to find your method.
But then it turns out it's actually just reusing the Zords from other Super Sentai series that they didn't adapt the suits for lah.
From Japan.
Yeah, from Japan. Yeah.
Because Japan is always the one that always think about these big robots lah.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
you already know, Japan is actually, they built Japan on top of all the Megazords. So that's why they got a lot of Megazords.
Yeah.
They just, you go Fukushima or whatever prefecture, actually got at least 10
there. Confirm.
You just have to dig up. You gotta have a big enough shovel.
Yeah.
Then they based the design of Gundam from Megazord Chiyafu.
So actually, Gundam was the first version. And then this Professor Hiro
Chiyafu.
But actually, y'all know Mighty Morphin, since all the Power Rangers series are based off Super Sentai, you know what's the numbered entry?
In Super Sentai? And
yeah. You know what's the numbered entry for
that? It's like more than 10 or something.
Yeah, what do you think?
172.
Huh? What?
I also don't know.
No, as in like, okay, Super Sentai has multiples.
Like first, second, third series.
The first, second, third series. But Mighty Morphin was derived or like they took it from which series in Sentai?
I think number 8.
Number 16 or 17.
Yeah, it's number 16.
Now then they adapted. Yeah. Mm.
Wow.
And you all didn't know, especially during COVID times, I just found out like the scheduling of all the episode release, right?
Yeah.
During COVID, they still release it weekly. Yeah. And once a series is over, based on the scheduling, 1 week later, suddenly it's another series.
Yeah. Oh, they re-time the thing. So that it's one also, they follow based on the Japanese one. They got like overlaps. And then like eventually the overlaps, yeah, this one pulling a bit from the other tokusatsu series, Kamen Rider. Mm. So like they will overlap with like a Kamen Rider series. So there will never be like a lapse of period where there's no like show for kids.
Mm. What is Tonkatsu?
Tokusatsu.
It basically just means superhero show or something like that in Japan.
Which consists of like
Power Rangers,
Kamen Rider,
Beetlebox. Yeah, that one is, Beetlebox is considered a metal hero. So there's another like so-called genre. Wow. So metal heroes are similar to Kamen Rider, closer to Kamen Rider lah, where it's like a so-called lone hero, but in his own series kind of thing. But yeah, I think it's quite cool that they have differentiations between every like genre, so-called
genres.
Yeah, it's quite cool lah. Very interesting to see.
Like music ah.
Yeah, pretty much like music actually.
And if y'all didn't know right, I think it was from the third entry of the Super Sentai, they are co-directed by Marvel, you know.
Wow. Wait, which one again?
The third Super Sentai series
in
onwards.
Japan. Oh, okay.
Is co-directed by Marvel.
Interesting.
So Stan Lee somehow he got his hands on.
Yeah, because they cross over. Sentai. So the Sentai people, the Toei company, they got rights to do Spider-Man in Japan.
Yeah.
So if you all want to know what we're talking about, probably we can share some. The one he's always posing the Spider pose, then he will give his sketch face. Like stupid quote, like
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's made it up. But,
yeah. So he's actually the first. I think he's the first tokusatsu series to have a Megazord. If I'm not wrong.
Spider-Man.
Leopardon. Wow. That's the name of the. Leo something ah.
Leo Spordon.
Something like that.
Oh,
that's the name of the Zord. Wow. If I'm not mistaken, he's the first so-called series, Sentai series to have. He's technically a Sentai in a way. They count him as a Sentai,
So we see Power Rangers in the MCU.
Maybe. Maybe, who knows, but yeah.
Might be cool.
You see Jungle Fury, Megazord fighting Kang the Conqueror. Jungle Fury.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's nice.
If you all didn't realize, like, we are playing all the different Power Rangers openings in the background.
In the background.
Coincidentally,
you were talking about Jungle Fury.
The song is Jungle Fury now. Oh, speaking of songs, actually, what are the most memorable songs?
The OG.
The OG songs.
The Mighty Morphin one.
Yeah.
How the song?
I mean, in terms of nostalgic wise, but I have a lot of like songs, memorable songs which I love from the series. I mean to the point only I watched during Kids Central time. Once they port to Octo, then
I watch. What was that?
I think ever since like, one thing is Kids Central, I think they started like what, In Space or what? Like, they start to show. Mighty Morphin wasn't really.
It was on Channel 5.
We only had the movie.
Yeah, the Turbo movie. Turbo wasn't on Kids Central. Yeah. I think I remember it was like in space. I think they start to have it on Kids Central.
If
you
wanted to watch Power Rangers last time, it was the
DVD.
DVDs or VCDs.
Oh, DVDs. Oh. Yeah.
Pasar Malam. That's how we got it.
Yeah, yes. Night Market.
Yeah.
So all that. Then I mean from then onwards, I know like I think. When they start to port to Octo, it was Operation Overdrive. Then after I stopped watching it.
Oh. Operation Overdrive is the worst song.
Yes.
Operation Overdrive.
They try to they try to input some
annoying that song.
They try to input some rap a bit. Yeah.
It's annoying.
No,
by designer.
And it's playing right now.
Yeah.
Bitch, man. I got listened to all the songs. The OG song, right? They actually reuse it for. Samurai.
Yeah, yeah. So they started reusing that song for the newer ones ever since Saban bought back the franchise.
Because you know why? They don't have any ideas anymore. But honestly, not nice.
Yeah, the so-called overhaul of the song wasn't that great.
To me, they just add in their own like verse.
Yeah, so like instead of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, they changed to like something Samurai Rangers.
Yeah. Yeah. After that, they still have the hook lah, the guitar, the thing.
Is it the original singer is Metallica?
No,
Metallica.
Metallica did Power Rangers theme song.
Huh? No, it's not.
No, I mean, maybe they did a cover before.
No,
not them lah.
Really?
No lah, I can't imagine. Imagine what's the vocalist name for Metallica?
James Hetfield.
I can't imagine.
Go Power.
Go Power Ranger.
You listen to Spotify one. Metallica.
I mean they have, but
it's not them.
Yeah, it's not them. I don't think it's
the same.
They're not the original.
It's the genre thrash metal. Yeah.
No, but the singer sounds the same with the original Power Ranger theme song. Maybe it's just
But I know Metallica's vocalist, I forgot his name again.
James Hetfield.
Has some more grouchy.
Like grungy voice.
Grungy voice.
The original Go-Go Power Rangers song is a song by Ron Wasserman.
I think he did until Zio, right?
Yeah.
I think you got confused with the Stranger Things, is it?
Huh?
Stranger Things got the Metallica the last episode.
Oh, Master of Puppet. Okay. Yeah. I didn't even think of that, bro.
The style is the same because it's the same genre. The guy was used the trash metal.
But in a way, you're not wrong. I think maybe Metallica might have covered it before. But it's not the original. Sorry to say that.
It's okay. It's okay. But it still sounds awesome.
It still sounds awesome.
I know like the current ones like the Samurai and the Mega Force also they reuse the song.
No, they use for Dino Charge, Ninja Steel, Beast Morphers, Dino Fury, Samurai.
Okay, so they reuse
like, the new ones.
Basically the new ones because so only Samurai use like 100% 1-to-1. Then the one that's right after I think it's called Mega Force.
Yeah.
They use the same thing also but rearrange the song. Then after that, all they include the Go-Go Power Rangers and some portions of the song, but they put in their own twist to it.
But it sounds
sounds very meh.
Very cringy. Yeah, honestly, it doesn't have that
feeling. Yeah.
Imagine a Pokemon theme song. I wanna be the very best, but then you try to add in rap.
Yeah.
Pokemon is the best, man. No, I mean.
The reason why the song works like back then, or rather the songs worked, because the Mighty Morphin one was like the so-called the basis. So like we all hear that and we know power metal, trash metal, that's the original foundation.
It's a hook.
Then the Zio, Turbo, all this, they had elements of that, but they didn't use it whole. Like they didn't copy everything.
I think they more towards like alternative rock a bit.
Yeah, so they kind of they just wrote new songs, but they kept it in the same style. But the newer ones all just became like they just do whatever the fuck.
The song sounds like it sounds Power Ranger-ish if you know what I mean. But to me, it's like a bit too kid friendly. Yeah, like the sounds
have
like,
to be.
Maybe the distortion cannot be too loud.
No, but I think it's more of like the song wasn't written lyrical portion.
Lyrical, you don't say. Lyrical, obviously, very easy.
And I think it's the way
for kids,
the, but I think it's also to do with the way the guy sings and pronounce the word, the enunciation, everything.
Yeah, the way he
like,
says,
like the melody. So all those things be like get twisted to the point where it doesn't sound right to us, because we are used to like the original sound from the original the series. I mean, of course, it's a different generation, but I think if you ask the kids to listen back, they'll probably be like, oh, actually, the old songs might sound cooler.
Is it just that, or is it just because we are old?
Like the nostalgia.
But I think back to the question, which one is your favorite?
Yeah.
I think for both.
For me.
My Morphine.
Okay. Same.
Yeah, because for me,
in space,
I have a lot.
Used to.
Nice ones.
But your favorite that's not Mighty Morphin? Okay,
Mighty Morphin, I don't know, to me, I don't count Mighty Morphin because of nostalgia sake, but it's still one of the best lah. But the one that I enjoyed was like, I think Ninja Storm.
Ninja Storm.
Correct.
That one, I think it was nice because it fit the so-called surfer theme of the series.
That's the good thing about the theme song also, because one thing is,
I love the rearranges, yeah. For Ninja Storm,
yeah, but, in peace,
but actually, there's a story controversy. I mean, besides before he
died
lah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so I mean back to the song. So yeah because the theme is like very surfy, easy.
Yeah.
Like the Blue Ranger she surfs. Then the Red Ranger what? He skateboard lah.
I think skateboard.
Yeah.
Then the Yellow Ranger he motocross.
Very sporty.
Then they have this kind of sporty, kind of upbeat kind of song which fits the theme. Then
it sounds like a song that you would hear in a sports game.
A lot of the location, it looks like, you know, the tiki village.
They were in Hawaii.
Very rustic, very nice. Yeah.
So basically the real life version of Rocket Power.
Rocket Power is
sort of like skateboard.
That's a major callbacks, bro.
Shit, Rocket Power
is there's Otto, got the rest I don't know.
Oh my god, I heard four. Okay. The cartoon,
Oh shit, dude. Man.
But yeah,
continue.
One example of this song. That's why when we think about the newer ones, because I don't know, I think because I never watch so it's just the characters all they don't really have their own
like flavor.
Flavor personality. Like I'm not trying to butcher the newer series lah. I mean, obviously the kids nowadays are enjoying it. I'm not saying that they're bad lah. It's just that to me they don't feel the same as the ones previously. Yeah, because they have
never watched. Don't say,
I mean, coming from someone who actually watched the newer series like for fun, right? I think the difference is that back then the cringiness, right, was just like it's not cringy, it's campy. Whereas now it's cringy. Yeah, so there's a difference between campy and cringy. Campy is like the Batman and Robin last time.
How to spell campy?
C-A-M-P-Y. Yeah, so campy is more of like you know it's nonsensical and wacky, but it's fun to watch. It's entertaining, like the Bulk and Skull characters from the original.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so this is also another continuity thing. They only lasted until like what, in Space or Lost Galaxy. After that, you don't see them already. Then they have like new characters to take their place.
The comic relief.
But their comic relief is quite funny because it's like it's very wacky, it doesn't make sense. But then, like in the newer ones, like you watch, like it's cringy because it feels very forced. Yeah.
Like fuck off, fuck. Oh, but no.
No.
I take it back. Sometimes cringe.
Okay, but
let's have it on our show.
A show so. but because to me, okay, Ninja Storm is one. But like when I was a kid, I remember watching Power Rangers like every new series came out. Like, I was actually quite
invested
on the songs, you know. the next series better be a good song. Oh, it's a good song. Then after that, I think it like fuck ups. But Operation Overdrive was already the last straw. But SPD was almost.
Oh yeah.
SPD.
But honestly, the instrumental not that bad. It was quite catchy, but like lacking something slowly went downhill because the instrumental and everything something was lacking and then the vocals were just
Then after that Mystic Force was like, the fuck is this? But okay,
was Mystic Force the first Power Rangers to have capes?
Yeah.
For Power
Rangers lah, yeah, Super Sentai.
Is Alien Ranger considered cape no?
Alien Ranger no cape what?
Oh, no cape what? Okay.
No capes!
And Alien Ranger wasn't even like a big part of Mighty Morphin.
Okay, like, it's just like a filler if you can see.
It's like a stand-in because they didn't have footage. Okay, this one going back to the...
Yeah,
but they didn't have footage for the Mighty Morphin Rangers in the Alien Ranger Megazords. So they had to use the Alien Ranger suits they had to write in the plot lah. So like have a, like a takeover like of other Rangers.
Yeah, because legit. I think that time where the main Rangers were they became kids.
Kids
cannot fight right. So yeah. They were not child
like,
abuse.
But the real story is like there was like some licensing issues and a lack of footage or something. So they had to resort to using the new suits. Even though they were reluctant, I think they were trying their best to keep the Mighty Morphin suits all the way.
But I mean the suits are not even for the Alien Rangers. They are like wearing ropes
Yeah. Oh, it's like normal ninja suit what? It's just
not the like ninja rope or something like that.
No.
Eh?
That one is the when they get back their
powers. Ninja. You see lah.
Yeah. When they gain back their.
Oh yeah.
The one where they meet the ninja right?
Ninja.
The character yeah.
Ninja paper cow.
Ninja paper cow.
But anyways, yeah. So fun fact. The White Ranger for Mighty Morphin wasn't the White Ranger for Mighty Morphin.
Huh?
It's from another series called Die Ranger.
Oh.
Yeah. So the Megazords that they use for the era of Megazords is from another series. But they only adapted the White Ranger suit.
Yeah. So basically, like...
It became very disjointed.
So basically, so three, plot.
Yeah, so three series combined into one friend series.
So that's why in Mighty Morphin, you see different swords.
Megazords,
Yeah, but I think maybe after that, it becomes like a norm where they will have better Zords like in this series.
Pretty much after that, like the Zio Rangers got like better Zords and everything.
Because is it last time the Super Sentai, last time they just stick to one Megazord for
I
one series?
So, yeah. They didn't have like a upgraded Zord or Mega Ultra because, Super Mega Zord.
Yeah, because that's to me that to me is like the highlight of every series. I will always look forward to the
I think that's the reason why, because once they realize that these things can sell the toys.
The Jungle Fury one.
Yeah, Gila Babi, bro.
Different.
No, to me, the one started was
Wild Force.
Wild Force first.
The
Wild
balls. Force. Then become the marble, like the crystal.
Yeah, damn cool.
Honestly, Wild Force is my absolute favorite.
You buy the Megazord, or not?
Every
time you keep saying you want to buy,
I don't even have a single Megazord.
You don't have?
I don't have.
Yeah. All Gundam, eh?
Yeah.
Shine for you to buy.
Yeah.
Rather than buying Pokemon card.
Now consider Megazord already lah. Gundam.
If I combine all lah.
Yeah.
Wait. You take one arm from each.
And then mix with the Zoids. Zoids and Gundam.
What?
Different Megazord. At least speaking of the Zoids. Now, okay, never mind. That one also like very... I don't know what happened to Zoids also.
Yeah.
They went downhill. But anyways... What were we saying again? I already forgot already.
The Megazord.
So the transitional phase was actually the Zio Ranger series for Japanese market. Then after that, they started to have the multiple Zords in every series to sell more toys.
Actually, I remember watching this one. It's Super Sentai. But you know how like the Megazords from Japan, they go crazy?
And
I don't know if it's Super Sentai or something like a derivative from that. Because there's one Megazord, it's all fruits.
Huh? Yeah, they want no Kamen Rider.
Okay, so it's derived from that lah.
So when Kamen Rider is the suit, is the fruit.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, fruit lah. Megazord fruit.
Megazord I think fruit. If it's a derivative, it's a derivative lah. Okay lah. So like when they become like big, then it's just the fruit become like
the robot. Become fruit basket.
There's also another one. It's like trains. I think
trains is the
So there was one transformation. The train is like tong. It looks like a very
wrong thing.
Yeah, very wrong and long thing lah.
Wrong dong.
Wrong dong.
But that was one of the like the.
People say that one was one of the best series.
Serious?
Yeah, for the Japanese. In terms of the comedy, the plot, everything. But the thing is, I fucking hate the suits. They are fucking ugly.
Yeah, it's like...
I was disappointed.
It's like the train tracks on the...
Yeah, and it's just colored suits with the train track.
That's all. Minimalist.
no details and everything.
That's
yeah.
Why minimalist. Yeah.
It's just ugly.
It's
yeah.
Just
ugly.
It's just laziness.
It looks like the henchman monsters.
One thing I don't like is Megazord trains is fucking lame. Because hey. Everything is the same.
No, but the Lightspeed Rescue one.
I know Lightspeed Rescue was one, but
Lightspeed Rescue.
Thomas and friends would like to have that.
Thomas and friends left the chat.
Thomas and friends become Megazord better. Serious,
I think that will sell.
Yeah,
because
they have.
For Japan,
like people make the I don't know which company made
but
it.
But I mean, like legit Thomas and friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Thomas and Rangers.
Thomas Rangers.
No, really art sky. Because when I see the Super Sentai, this particular series, then I was like, fuck trains. Everything looks the same. Then become I mean, I'm very.
That one the SMRT version.
Yeah, you like if it's just like differences, right?
Because I'm the kind where I'm very the fact I invest in Rangers. I will so-called quote-unquote research on how they combine each other.
Yeah, same.
Because you can imagine trains is like there's five trains and then you try imagine which one is the head, which one is the body. It's like so predictable. Easy, yeah. And then the fact that it's trains, everything's the same. So you know how the leg will look like, how the hand.
The only one that's different is the head of the train, the first cabin with the engine one. The standard be either the chest or the head.
Yeah.
If it's like the old steam engine one, okay, I got like different types of caboose at the back.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's like so lame, sir. But
I feel like I want to cry. I was dying like,
please, Power Ranger, don't take Lucky. They never even take series at all.
I guess too goofy for them.
I don't know. It's like, wow.
That's the thing, but the downside about Power Rangers is like, after a while, they just don't follow the order of the Rangers.
Yeah.
They skip a few, then they go back to the previous Sentai. A bit weird, but like whatever. Now they like totally disjointed already. They don't coincide.
You know, that time, whenever we go to the night market Pasar Malam, they always sell the figurines.
Fake one.
Justice League and Friends, if I'm not wrong. Or something like that. Got Hulk, then suddenly got Iron Man, then suddenly got this one weird dude from somewhere, then the Kamen Rider.
Yeah, they got it, Ranger.
Yeah, it's like, this is the new series.
That's the crossover that we've been doing for. This one thing.
Correct.
Avengers Endgame, say no more, say less.
Dude, you gotta find content. You have to go to that market. They always have full of ideas.
Yeah.
Aside from the fishing for Digimon, that one, I don't know since when.
Wow, actually, what's like you guys' memory of like buying like Megazords or toys? Oh. Be it the original or like the Pasar Malam fake shit.
I only have one memory. There's the white Mighty Morphin Power Ranger.
Isn't it the one you got from your neighbor?
That one is Carnage. Yeah.
Oh.
The one that I say I color green.
But this one is the lion.
It's the Power Ranger, not Megazord. I don't have any Megazord.
No, the Megazord don't have. We say Megazord, so skip.
The Afi don't have.
I don't have. It's just that, thing is, it's expensive. My parents confirm don't get me.
Yeah.
Because one Megazord can cost nearly hundreds.
Yeah, it can go hundreds.
Depends on the boy, that's why you never get.
I good boy, so I never get. I mean 90s parents no lah.
But what you have gotten.
Wait, your 90s parents, our parents are 90s parents.
I mean different parent, different family.
We
different
are 90s. different parent, different problem.
Okay. Obviously the Wild Force, ISIS Megazord. It's called ISIS Megazord.
But it's based on the Egyptian goddess ISIS.
My Megazord, I think the first one, I forgot what was the Megazord from, but I know there's a gorilla. Like one part of the Megazord is the gorilla one.
There's Wild Force.
Wild Force, yeah. So
is it the gorilla, then after that there's a polar bear, there's a
Megazord.
Wild Force.
I fucking love Wild Force.
Yeah, Wild Force was great. I love the Silver Ranger.
The next thing I know, I come back home, all gone.
Huh?
Why?
I was naughty boy.
So this one he mentioned why naughty boy. At least you get one.
He went back to the zoo, is it?
Stupid, yeah.
No. I don't know what I did wrong, but I think I never do my homework or something.
Your parents throw.
I think it's worse. You got the toy, happy, then throw away.
Yeah.
Rather than you not getting it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they confiscate, yeah. It's like, yeah, okay, you can still get back.
Yeah, imagine I buy for you PS4, the one that you want. Then after that, I break your PS4.
Wow.
Yeah, that kind of hurts.
It's a hurt.
It hurts.
Exactly.
For me, my memory with the Megazords, I got a lot.
Wow.
Okay, so last time, right, my late grandparents used to bring me to the Thieves Market a lot. And that was the golden pot of used toys, right? Everything was selling for fucking cheap, bro.
So but they were in good condition,
I mean, back then as a kid, you didn't think about...
It's like a huge yard sale.
Think about the quality, right? You wouldn't think about got scratches, got this color, a bit painted, chip off, whatever shit. To me, it's like toys is toys.
Exactly.
One toy, $5, okay, bye. Like back then, the Megazords like what, $80, $90? It was a lot of... It was expensive. Then I had like...
I mean, not bad.
But the thing about the Thieves Market one was that the Megazords were never complete. It was always small things missing. So here and there things missing. Then it's on top of that, there was also Salvation Army. So I used to go there a lot. This is like the best story, I feel, because I found the original Mighty Morphin Megazord. The OG one. Shit. The one with the T-Rex and everything. Complete.
Everything is still.
You all guess the price.
$30.
No. $2.
Yes.
Huh? Shit. Huh? Serious?
$2.
What the freak?
I'm not kidding. $2.
What the hell? The OG
one.
Who's
complete with the box and the styrofoam.
And the styrofoam.
The box was like torn and everything. It wasn't like 100%.
Give the fuck about the box. The box cannot even transform.
So, but then the fact that it's $2, bro.
Because
I was like walking. Then I saw like some other toys. I was like, okay, interesting. I think that was, I was really in secondary school, bro. Fuck that shit, bro. Then I was like, okay, whatever. Then walk. Then I saw the box. So I thought it was empty. I carry it. Go wait.
Yo.
I open, I see. Got toys. I tell my mom, $2, please. I want to buy this shit.
My God.
Yeah, then I bought it. Yeah, but then I sold it off already.
Why?
I sold it for about 50 plus.
But it's big, right?
It's the legit, it's the OG, like the big.
That one master grade,
it wasn't like 100% condition, but $2, bro, worth it. The sticker peeling off, then the sword broke, but that's it.
Vintage.
Yeah, I don't care about. It was great.
What do you call it? Better scars.
I mean, like in hindsight, if I took better care of the Megazord, probably
it'd sell better.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think too much about it. To me, it's like it was an experience to have owned it, and then, okay, that's it.
Yeah, bro. I can transform all that, separate
everything. That was the complete one. I mean, now if you ask me to buy the old one, I'll be like the one. That one for nostalgia, but for accuracy and everything, the modern day Megazords. Like the reboots of that original figure.
Yeah.
They have like way better articulation, transformation. The details are nicer.
I think it's 100 plus.
No lah.
Not bad.
Under 100 lah. Quite worth it though.
They should mix actually, like because they have a reboot. You say reboot?
Yeah, like they redesign the thing.
Redesign.
They do it for the older ones.
How old?
Mighty Morphin.
Mighty Morphin, but
Zio, I think all heaven.
That's why that's
the problem. Then the thing is, because the nostalgia for most people is only the Mighty Morphin one.
Fuck lah, no lah.
The other
ones,
the other franchise is not as popular because it's not as iconic.
That's the thing, I grew up with the other franchise. Honestly, I have to say, actually, I never grew up with Mighty Morphin. Mighty Morphin, the only thing I watched was the one my mom bought for me, the DVD. VCD.
What was the oranges with the red? Pink, yellow, on the chest. In space.
In space.
I watched that a lot. Yeah. I always watch. I wanted to become the Blue Ranger.
Why blue?
Oh, the black guy.
Yeah, because
TJ. That's his name.
TJ. I don't know why. It's like
he's just cool. Cool.
He's damn cool.
Then in the Turbo Rangers, he took over Tommy as the Red Ranger.
Is
that? So that's the continuity. So he took over Tommy as the Red Ranger, then the Pink Ranger for in space to over the Pink Ranger for my Turbo.
And then Tommy went vacation and come back in Ninja Storm.
No, I think they said Tommy was in Ninja Storm. Like
Dino Thunder.
Dino Thunder. I think he was the
professor.
Yeah.
Because I think just coincidentally, I was actually suddenly scrolling my Facebook there. So I
think Power
Ranger. There's a scene TikTok. From Dino Thunder regarding Tommy explaining his the history of Power Ranger.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I remember he said that in this in like in the universe he's like studying or something. Then like, that's why he become professor now.
Yeah.
So that's like the backstory of why he's missing lah.
He's married to Cat, the Pink Ranger, and
you really?
Yeah.
Wait, Cat Pink Ranger is who?
So the original Pink Ranger from Mighty Morphin was the Kimberly, what? He heartbreak, what? Because she moved away. So
that
she became the Zio Pink Ranger.
They
in the in-universe story lore, they became like partners lah. Then they got married.
That's the only time you can see romance in Power Ranger. After that, I don't think there is. I think
y'all have, but like a passing remark kind of shit lah. It's not really.
Oh, have lah another romance. I think like Time Force or something.
The
female and the Pink Ranger and the Ranger. Yeah, this is like a lot of shit history.
Yeah, oh, Time Force also was great.
Power Ranger shit, man.
I love the Zords for Time Force. Yeah. The big robot then bam hit the ship and the ship fly.
That's not even the Megazord
But
that was fun.
But there was one episode that thing went out to fight, I think.
Is it?
The one that swing the arm to push the Zords out. If I'm not wrong, I could be wrong. I think I'm wrong. Anyway.
One of the actors, y'all remember Johnny Yong Bosch?
Yeah.
He's
a VA for a lot of anime.
Yeah, he played as... Which Power Ranger series? I know he played for a long time also.
He played Mighty Morphin. The one that took over the black guy.
But he also played more afterwards, right?
No, he played as his Mighty Morphin. Yeah. Mighty Morphin, Zio, Turbo.
Nanti Turbo is green.
Turbo is 10 down.
Green. Then
the Carlos guy took over him.
Yeah, Carlos.
Carlos.
Crazy, I wouldn't know that he was the voice actor of a lot of animes. If you guys didn't know,
the most
prominent one, he is Kurosaki Ichigo from Bleach.
The English version.
Never even watched.
But his voiceover is quite good.
He's
one of the best for localization.
You know video games got Matt Mercer. He voiced as Dante and all that. Anime is Johnny Yong Bosch.
Yeah. He's quite well renowned.
Yuri Lowenthal and all that.
Crazy. And then I think Johnny came back for Operation Overdrive. It's the Black Ranger.
For the
anniversary episode. Then the Blue Ninja Storm Ranger also was in that. I think the thing that I love the most about the Power Rangers franchise, even though I don't keep up with it anymore, I like to watch their anniversary episodes or their crossover. Together. Yeah.
It started when Before that, In space was, space technically was a
Lost
continuity.
Galaxy was the first Galaxy, crossover. Yeah. Because that was the first one that was not the original teams.
So that's why they're maybe the episode they're maybe people are missing the old Ranger, then you
back. They started to bring in.
It's little so subtle. The way they bring in the old Ranger to come to the new series.
But if you're talking about that Red Ranger collab, that Wild Force episode, that was a 10-year anniversary shit.
That was
their first legit anniversary crossover style.
Arrowverse, man.
Even better
by for Power Rangers,
it's only the Red Rangers. So cool, man, to see, especially to see all the older actors. Everyone came up, but that was until Mighty Morphin to Wild Force only lah. So they had
the newer ones, a lot of the Rangers couldn't make it because of scheduling or payment budget. Yeah. So they only handpicked a few. But if you compare to the Super Sentai one, bro, the Super Sentai one, a lot of the white hair using Kino, so they will want to come back.
Bring all the old actors.
The commitment for Japan is
insane,
even
bro.
If I'm gonna die tomorrow, I'll still come.
Because they really love that the history they had in the franchise.
Crazy, bro. Imagine this grandfather suddenly.
Engine.
Yeah, bro. The OG Kamen Rider.
There is.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
There is. I
you don't believe, Hakim.
I believe.
Okay.
I just in disbelief. But I believe.
Yeah, no, geez, yeah. Because I saw like some new, I think it's like, I think they have like some special.
Yeah, yeah, show. They always so. So in Japan, they have this thing called V Cinema. V. So they always have like the crossovers for Kamen Rider and like Super Sentai.
Yeah.
It's basically, it's like their summer movie fiesta or whatever shit. And they every year will always have like Kamen Rider have their own crossover, Super Sentai have their own crossover.
Dokes,
some years they have both teams crossing over. So
like Kamen Rider and the thing is that it's good because all these old actors are still remembered even though new actors are acting in the new series.
And
so
it gives the kids a way to appreciate the older.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas for now, if kids watch it's like in the western side, it's like, oh, what the fuck is this? I don't like.
Because one thing also, actually, honestly, the Power Ranger franchise also, they actually have a very limited budget. So one thing to me is like the budget is like the number one. Like, because there's one series which is the Super Mega Force. Eh? Or is it? Nah, Super Mega Force. There's this episode.
Supposed to be the mega crossover.
This particular episode was like, I think from what I assume is that they are outnumbered by a number of enemies or what. Then after that, suddenly, out of nowhere, all these rangers
like
all
rangers
from
game,
everyone came. It's like, I mean, obviously, you can just find like some boot
extras,
extras to wear the suits.
But, but that's the thing, the footage came from the Japanese version of the crossover.
Thing, So all those, I mean, they weren't simple, but then, when they start to take off their helmets.
Only got like 6 or 7.
Yeah, it's only 6 or few only.
But still
like,
it still works.
It still
like,
works, I mean, in a way.
But like a bit lacking because it was literally from the same series. So there was Tommy, there was the TJ guy, then the Pink Ranger from the In Space also. Turbo, the Yellow Ranger or something like that. Then there's like the Lost Galaxy Green Ranger.
Very
limited.
Those are the only ones who took out their helmets. The rest never take out.
Exactly. Then they all stand in front. Then the rest all is just like extras. Just
But still,
I was one of them.
But still,
in terms of the execution was very lacking compared to the Japanese one. Because the story plot also didn't really make sense for the Western.
It only came out nowhere.
They tried to tie in like, oh, mysterious people came in to like warn them or whatever shit. I don't know. But it's just meh.
But it's like the
Doctor Strange. Climatic, when
chills,
you watch.
It's like chills.
Then I'm surprised that like, all the tiny rangers then got no like big Megazord like collaboration or whatever.
That'd
be so cool though.
Has there ever been a time where all the like
the old Megazord fight together? That one is only when the previous team and the current team crossover. Then their Megazords will fight together.
Combine. Never.
That'll be cool, man. All the Red Rangers, they are different parts of the Megazord.
Actually, back to Megazord. Because I'm fucking invested in Megazord. Because the highlight also is the Megazord.
But you never buy.
That's the thing.
Enough investment.
Yes. Because the thing about every series is like every series will have like not only the main characters, they have the extra.
Yeah. So the sixth ranger.
Yeah, the sixth ranger, the fifth ranger, the fourth ranger,
the lone ranger.
In a way. So it's like the thing is that they have the new one. After that, they have their own Megazord. After that, they combine their Megazord with the other Megazord. That's why to me it's like the best combination was actually Ninja Storm. It was actually the three of them, the main one.
I love it.
The three of them. After that, the other two was
the guy with the specs.
The cam guy.
Then there's the two guys, the Thunder Rangers. Then so called
Green Ranger.
That was the first series that did the combo for all the Rangers.
I think
that one still cannot be top.
It's like
it's the coolest.
Damn nice. Good. Legit, I want to get this on video, by the way. But legit, this another one that I want because it's they literally combine everything. It's like
same.
They combine like the ninja. What was the Megazord called? The Wind. Wind. Whatever Megazord. Then the Thunder Megazord.
Wind Zord. Thunder Zord.
Then the Samurai Zord. Fucking cool. Because the thing that I like was the
helicopter.
If you guys listening, you know lah. It's like the helicopter. Because the samurai one, the green one is like helicopter. Then it's like the helicopter, it becomes like, when it combines, it becomes the chest. Then it's
and the thing spin.
Fucking cool, sir. Yeah, and the thing is the in the toy itself, it works, you know.
Yeah, it can actually spin. Yeah.
Yes, sir. It looks so good. I won't get, sir.
But you never get.
No, yeah. I mean, someone if can.
Last time I got I forgot where. I think the Isetan or whatever shop. They were having like a meet and greet for the Rangers.
Oh.
Then they like the Rangers wear the suit. I mean, it's not them but it's just actors, But it's still people in the suit. Like, wah. That time I saw the Megazord. Then I see, wah. Then I tell my parents I want buy. Then they see the price. Jalan. Walk. I want buy the toy. So nice. I never get. So sad. Maybe I might actually time to go on Carousel.
That's why I always love to go Toys R Us, even though I never buy
anything. Yeah, just want to see and like touch the box, look at the box, hold the box. You feel like you own it, but actually you don't.
You know, you can like press on the button.
Yeah,
like,
try me.
Sound, like, ooh.
Yeah, then sometimes the try me don't work because they never pull the tab.
Yeah. That's all not the ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay.
That one damn annoying, yeah. But I fucking love the Megazords, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, imagine if... Wait, is there a... They should have a application or something that you can create your own Megazord, you know? And they then you can custom made it.
They should, but they should, won't.
Yeah.
Like how Nike or... what?
Nike by you.
Adidas, they have the app where you can like customize your own shoe.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, their franchise is... Compared to...
A lot.
Too big, so you can... Maybe
unless they limit to only one series or
Or like they do. Mm. I think back then there was like this, like it wasn't really like the official designs for the Megazords, but it was like a
bootleg.
No. It was from the actual Power Rangers franchise.
Oh,
so the toys are actually basically like you have one Power Ranger, and then like the Power Ranger can like have like armor sets that make them into Megazords.
Oh.
But they are not like the actual Megazord designs. Yeah, so you can like mix and match, and then it becomes like a different Zord or whatever. That's like the closest thing to the build your own Zords. I would say they limit the designs to a certain thing, maybe it makes sense. So like they maybe have like a few styles, like vehicle or animal or whatever shit. Then you can pick parts from...
If they cannot do it physically, then make it into a game. They got the... Battle for the Grid or something.
Yeah.
So that one is all the different villains and different Power Rangers fight together.
Wow.
If that take that step further, make your own Megazord inside.
Right.
Then you can play as the Megazord.
Because like Gundam games have like your build your own Gundam shit.
Exactly.
You can customize your Gundam.
What? Gundam Evolution?
All the Gundam games. Yeah, Gundam Evolution. The recent ones.
But I think Gundam Breakers.
Oh yeah.
That one is cool.
But the thing is like, to me is what started it all. I mean, for Gundam, the fact that because Gundam is started off as like bits of pieces,
model kits.
From small pieces become big. But Megazord itself is like
already big.
Really, and it's like every series is a different style.
Yeah, it's a different style, and you can't really reuse. So I think maybe
unless they find a way to like design from scratch.
Yeah, just to me it's like it's a bit complicated in a way. Mm. But if they somehow they just happen to have like a bunch of varieties of different kind of arms, legs, chest, hand, no lah. So I think it's possible, maybe.
But who's stopping anyone from designing their own shit? So like a lot of like people design their own Power Ranger style, then like they reinvent the costume, they redesign or whatever. It's all over the web. I think like some of the Megazord redesigns are quite cool.
Metaverse.
But they always use Mighty Morphin as a base. I would like to see people explore more.
Mm.
Yeah. Then like even the official comics for Power Rangers done by Boom Studios, like if y'all don't read it, should at least like look and learn about it. So like they have their own multiverse of Rangers. They have their own, like they design their own Rangers. So like I think there's like 3 or 4 teams that are not in the Super Sentai franchise at all. Like it's purely Power Rangers only. Yeah, then it's like quite cool lah. So like there's like a history, a whole lore of, it's basically a whole universe that's like, when you read it, it's like mindfuck lah. Yeah, it's really that good. People have been saying like, you know, like if Power Rangers wasn't for kids, right? Like
that would be the Power Ranger.
And they should,
yeah, it's really good.
They have like a Power Ranger just for like
adults.
I mean, not saying that it's going to be mature or something lah. It's just like an adult kind of setting.
They've been planning one R-rated version of Power Rangers. Yeah, but I don't know if it's official or not.
Like more brutal.
Yeah, so there's this guy called Adi Shankar on YouTube. he did like a R-rated.
That one not Abhi Shankara.
sorry.
Yeah. So anyways,
Abhi Shankara.
Yeah. So this guy, he has his own like so called universe. It's called the Bootleg Universe. Ooh. So he did a version of Power Rangers where it's like dark and gritty. Ooh. Yeah, it almost got taken down and like sued.
Yo, why? Yeah. Oh, because they used the IP of Power Rangers.
Somewhat, but it's just a fan film.
Did Tommy had a cameo in it? Oh no, it's on different one.
That one is the Bat in the Sun.
There was another one which actually...
Legend of the White Ranger.
Tommy
yeah, it's a fan film basically.
Wow.
So basically, the fan film community for Power Rangers is quite big. You have a lot of different versions, their own designs, their own suits.
Wow.
Yeah, they even did a Kickstarter for a few, like, and they got the original actors to play characters.
Example Tommy.
Yeah. Like the
most... Name is what?
Jason David Frank.
So got three typical names. David.
All three lah.
Tom.
What? Jason David Frank. JDF lah.
JDF. Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So the most prominent like that fan film is the Legend of the White Dragon. It's done by this YouTube called Bat in the Sun. They always do the superhero versus superhero live action. If you all go watch, I don't know if you all watch.
Is it with the African American guy or
no? It's a
that one is a fake one. That one is like a Dragon Ball bootleg. Funny.
Oh, that one the no, that one.
Oh, that one. Okay,
the RDC World or whatever. They got a few. Quite cool lah. If y'all wanna see all these things, I feel like sometimes the fan made stuff
better.
Yeah, because it's catered more for the adults who grew up with Power Rangers rather than the kids. So it becomes a lot more cooler and more fun to watch.
So like they focus on the nostalgia factor more, right?
Yeah. Then the Bat in the Sun even did like a version where it's like, Ryu from Street Fighters. He have his own Power Ranger coin and then he became a ranger.
What? Okay.
It's damn cool. And then I think they made like an official like Ryu Megazord or whatever shit. I don't know. But it's a lot of things.
Okay. It's like you know how a Gundam, then you play Art Sky of Gundam, you know? Yeah. Like
the what if version.
Gritty version.
Yeah. It's damn cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They should have that.
Wow,
shit, bro.
I think the Power Rangers universe expanded so much to the point where it really become something bigger. But I'm surprised that it's not like huge, you know? Like Pokemon kind of levels of huge. Which is quite surprising, yeah. I feel like kids would be even more crazy for toys, tangible toys than just Pokemon.
What y'all think will be like, because every generation has their own like hook factor, something to attract. Yeah. Like for us, it's because superhero got fight scenes, Megazords. Mm. Then I think maybe because like it's been played out for too many times that it gets boring. Yeah.
Repetitive.
Maybe the next generation one is like the woke culture kids talking down the villains to become friends.
Talk no jutsu. But there's one series which the villain never die or something. The villain had that one's a crossover. I remember there's one series in Power Ranger.
They fight Orochimaru.
After Ninja Storm, is
Wild Force.
I thought Wild Force then Ninja Storm then Jungle Fury.
Fury.
What Jungle Fury?
Dino Thunder
Dino Thunder.
Oh.
Yeah,
Dino Thunder is after SPD, what? That's why they got the crossover with SPD.
Really, man?
Yeah.
I thought Ninja Storm, Dino Thunder, then SPD.
Power Rangers timeline chart. Let me see.
Okay. Anyways, I just had this thought. Because one of the episodes where I think the Ninja Storm came into the, I think Dino Thunder lah. Yeah. Hmm. So it's like the episode, the anniversary episode thing where the previous
Rangers come in.
Yeah. After that, not only the Rangers, the villain also came in, but end up. It's like I think the villain helped them or something. Okay, never mind. Yeah,
it's time for us to end.
Correct. So it's Wild Force from Time Force. So Time Force came to Wild Force the episode. Yeah, then after that the villain also came. Then after that suddenly the villain like help the Rangers to defeat
anti-hero lah.
In a way, anti-hero. Then after that, he suddenly become good because. Yeah, he lost his power.
Release
something.
The good.
Yeah. right? Yeah, something like that, lah. I think so, lah. But
yeah,
I just had to.
Basically, talk, we just haven't watched for so long that we don't remember what the fuck is going on.
Mega Force, Samurai Super Samurai, then Dino Charge, Dino Super Charge.
One.
Bro, that's a lot of super.
Yeah.
When will it end?
They will either use a Force, Fury.
Oh yeah, super. They always use that word.
Yeah, Fury, it's always Force.
Only one.
Fury got two. Jungle Fury and Dino Fury.
Okay, Force. I know Force
is all a lot. Time Force, Wild Force, Mystic Force.
Mega Force.
Mega Force.
Super Mega Force. I don't know. What do you think will be the next Power Rangers called?
Power Rangers Fury Force.
Sounds legit.
I think it will be Jason David Frank.
Jason David Force.
Yeah.
Okay, but legit, like, when will Rangers
end? I think it will never end.
Because right now also is a new modern like generation, so will they actually adapt to the current, you know, trend of like the
current
culture? Will there be more characters?
More unique characters,
using TikTok to defeat the villains.
Yeah. They
dance. Cypher, I'm not, I'm love. MBM shooting, boom!
Photo.
Got a Zordon in TikTok.
The Mega Zordon do the dance. Oh,
shit.
No.
All the villains are Karens.
Fuck our cringe, bro.
No, that's close to reality already.
Yeah,
it's true. Yeah.
But I think it will never end. I also don't know how they're going to build up from the current one.
But surprisingly, there are still actors and actresses, you know, auditioning for that.
I feel like it's like Power Rangers is like their jumping point.
Or like a kickstart for their career. That's true, yeah.
Because a lot of the Power Rangers, they become like
full, well known,
like,
right?
Yeah, I mean not well known, but like they become.
The portfolio looks nice,
Yeah, they become B-lister actors or whatever.
I know Jungle Fury actors actually they act before in like Hollywood movies. Like two of them, the Red Ranger, the Pink, Yellow Ranger. I know they've acted like some, as what Henry mentioned, like the B-list, like, in Hollywood movies, But they're not basically like the main character. They just. Like the extras, or maybe like, I mean, as long as they appeared good enough, lah. Yeah, then, there's a few I remember. Like, the SPD Red Rangers appeared in, like, I think one of, I think he become one, like, in one of the English, what was it called?
English
TV shows, what?
Top Gear,
Only Top Gear, just because.
Because of car.
Ninja Storm Green Ninja is a Singaporean.
He's now actually he's the founder of some
project.
Like, his project is the thing outdoor cinema. Outdoor cinema. Cool.
My company wanted to get him for the event, but couldn't get him one time.
Somehow got another person.
No, they just couldn't get him on time. Yeah, because like too last minute. I met him. I shoot his hand. Take photo.
Nice lah, bro.
But interesting,
he's
like
nice. He's a friendly dude.
He's actually an Australian.
He's an Australian-born Malaysian.
What?
That resides in Singapore.
I think he still resides in Singapore.
Yeah.
I think he's a family in Singapore. So very interesting. I remember. I think last time was still Kid Central or Octo. I think they did interview him or something because he was residing in Singapore. What?
Is he still in Singapore?
Yeah.
Lipa.
To bring him on.
Because the thing is that he's still involved in like some those conventions where they call all the old Rangers. It's like even some older actors or they come then they feature in the conventions, then they will do like the pose like small fin time, however.
Typical is always they hold the helmet and the morpher.
But it's helmets, so cool, man. Cool. It's damn cool. It's like you see all these old actors, they're still alive and well.
I think the current series, the current Power Rangers series, they're going to bring back the original Mighty Morphin Rangers.
With GDF.
I'm not sure with or without GDF because I know they got beef. Red Ranger, the other, the Jason.
Yeah.
The first Red Ranger, first he got Red beef Ranger. With GDF.
I thought he got
real life beef. They also called Jason.
The character's name is Jason, but his real name
is Tommy.
I don't remember what's his real name. Yeah. Yeah.
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, but that's like, I think a lot of like, I mean, if y'all also don't know, there's a lot of things are like behind the scenes, but too much to talk about.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, our podcast will end, not like Power Rangers. Never end. Yeah. So today's episode is the end. Yeah.
What?
Please give us a follow at our Spotify, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube at Passion Fruit Podcast.
SG.
Like, share, and comment on our Instagram post for this episode on what's your favorite Power Rangers series.
Yeah. So yeah,
tag us when you share so that we can repost it on our IG story.
Yeah. We have new episodes released every
Friday.
And some Fridays due to our new scheduling.
Yeah, don't
but if you... If you look out for Fridays, we are there for you.
Yeah. Scheduling.
Don't keep a lookout for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God it's Friday, so I can name my kid Jonathan David.
Jonathan David.
Ben
Hakim. At least must have a Malay name lah.
Okay.
Like, before the
Jamal.
Oh. Abila.
Frank. Okay, boleh lah.
Jamal AF Mali.
Farhan.
Jamal Abdul Farhan.
Jamal Daud Farhan. JDF.
Yeah, listen to the podcast, yeah.
Best podcast in the Time Force, War Force, Dragon Fury, Dino Fury, Dino Charge, Super Mega Force. Yeah, and shout outs to all the technical for the mics and headphones.
Yeah,
you won't listen to us.
Yeah,
without these mics and headphones.
Yeah.
With that being said, we have a special podcast.
SG
signing out.
Bye bye.